Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Numbers 14:36.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Numbers 14:36. So the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. Grumbling spreads and diverts. As I consider this, I'm reminded of how easily grumbling spreads. I've worked in several places, and maybe you have too. One was a bank where the manager began texting orders before we even arrived at the building. In his efforts to prepare us for any situation, including a potential bank robbery, he'd set us up in some various conditions to see how we'd act. We hated arriving there because we never knew what to expect. The atmosphere fostered grumbling because we struggled to survive his good but critical intentions. Customers could feel the atmosphere and they grumbled, which was reflected in the customer surveys. Then, I had a manager in a bank tell a sales unit who saw something in me and others. He made a point to catch us doing something right. We began to believe not only in ourselves, but in each other. We drew together and gradually blew all our goals out of the water. No one could touch us, and grumbling was the last thing on our minds. Slowly, I was promoted, had my team, and realized just how important it was to set the tone for whom people listen to. So grumbling is catching, and occasionally can even grow into a mob mentality. This mob mentality is an inclination we have to be part of a large group. Sometimes we neglect our personal feelings in this process and take on the behaviors of those people around us. This is nothing new. Just go back to the Bible's Old Testament. The Israelites, God's chosen people, were on the border of the Promised Land. God had told them he was sending them to a land of milk and honey. This meant it was part of God's plan and he would provide for them. God had already told Moses that the Promised Land was a good and large land and would be the Israelites' inheritance. They were almost there. This grumbling turned into a turning point in Israel's history, which is an excellent lesson for us. Due to a bad report or spy from the eyes that scouted the land so the Israelites would know what they were getting into, they rejected God's plan. They grumbled against Moses, the one God authorized to lead the Israelites, and God sent them back into the wilderness, never to enter the Promised Land. Grumbling can magnify the negative aspect of circumstances and fester, causing our focus to shift from where God wants us to go. Notice that in our verse, the men Moses sent, which we find out is 10 men out of 12, made the whole community grumble against Moses. Two men encouraged the Israelites not to listen, but the grumbling against Moses prevailed. Whom did the people listen to? The Israelites all rebelled and allowed their fear to overtake them. Earlier in Numbers 14, the people wanted to choose another leader and return to Egypt where they had been previously enslaved. God wanted to deliver his chosen people from enslavement, and he was giving them a huge object lesson of deliverance from what enslaved them. He wanted his people to be free and live an abundant and prosperous life. He led them where he wanted them to go with the leader he selected for the job. And the people grumbled and wept and cried. Scripture tells us it was all of them. A mob mentality overtook. They demonstrated that they were still slave-minded, and they were diverted from the inheritance of the land God promised them. The Israelites' grumbling took them to actual unbelief in God's promise. And God dealt with the 10 spies who spread an alarming report in the very next verse. They did not survive the plague that struck them. To whom are you listening today? Sometimes listening to the grumbling majority can catch us up in our emotions, and on occasion, following God is hard. Sometimes grumbling can divert us from where God is leading us. Just look at the distracting chatter on the news and social media. This world has evil in it because we're in a broken world. But God has a plan for us, just like he had one for the Israelites. And God will provide for us in that plan. Are we still slave-minded, enslaved to our fears? Are we grumbling in those fears? We have to be careful whom we listen to. Grumbling enslaves and works against God's promise of our ultimate freedom. And it's so easy to fall into that pattern when things don't go our way. We've all done it. After all, we're human. But the sooner we can pay attention to that check in our spirit and practice staying attuned to the direction God is trying to lead us, the sooner the grumbling can fall away and we'll pay attention to what's essential. Just like the two spies out of the 12 Moses sent into the promised land who didn't grumble were allowed to enter the promised land. They trusted in the promises of God, even when it looked hard. They supported God's appointed leader who got them to the border of the promised land with God's provision. And just as they were delivered because they trusted in the promises of God, so can you and I hold on to that same hope. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much that you draw our attention to the fact that grumbling can spread and divert and take us away from where you're leading us when we get caught up in emotions. Lord, please make us very aware of a check in our spirit and get us to where we can focus on your word and we can trust in your word because you are a heavenly Father who knows us and loves us even in our fears. Grant that to us, Lord, we ask in your name. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.